Shir Tezayin and Eilat Treifos continued by the Rosh Hashiva Chav Zayin Nisan Heitav Shem Mem Vav May 6, 1986 on Tuesday continued.
Didn't Rav say before that Nekrotzela Bechulye Imo is Treifet? And what does it mean Nekrotzela Bechulye Imo Treifet was not in Beile? That means a partial dislocation of the Chulye. And one tell that. So, the dislocation of one tell plus a partial dislocation of the Chulye is Treifet. Alachaskam, not Chiro, Alachaskam Bechamo, a dislocation of two Chloe Zekinegeze, plus a partial dislocation of Chulye, is certainly not Chiro. So why do we ask such a question? When Rabbi already mentioned the Aloha, the kidney dislocation of one tell, plus a partial dislocation of the Chulye, is not Chiro. Alachaskam Bechamo, that a dislocation of two Tzloim Zekinegeze, plus a partial dislocation of the Chulye, is certainly not Chiro. Yochai Rav, Mishnah the Rav. In Achanami, they had known that Rav said that a dislocation of one Tzela plus a Chotzi Chulye is Treifa, they wouldn't have asked that question in regard to dislocation of two Tzloim plus a Chotzi Chulye. Was it heard that Allah they hadn't heard perhaps Allah in regard to a dislocation of one tzela plus Chotzehulye. So then they should have raised the question in regard to a dislocation of one tzela and plus Chotzehulye in order to share on paper. Why did they ask in regard to dislocation of one plus Chotzehulye? Thus implying that in the case of dislocation of one tzela plus Chotzehulye, so it goes without saying that it's Kshayo. If they hadn't heard, so they should have raised the question in regard to the less serious situation. The brain is hodet, so the brain is hierab, sabre. So in other words, they didn't want to ask to bother Rav too much and to ask him too many questions. So they wanted to do it with one question. And then they will observe how he answers. Whether Rav answers calmly or with excitement. You see. So they decided they'll ask him connection with two Tzloim plus a Chotzehulye. And then they'll know the answer to the case of one Tzela plus a Chotzehulye. Because if Rav will answer calmly when there is in the case of the dislocation of two Tzloim plus a Chotzehulye, so it's right, less calmly. So then they'll understand that in the case of one tzela plus Chotzehulye is Kshayolam, because he answered calmly that a dislocation of two Tzloim and Chotzehulye is straight. But if Rav will excitement answer, of course it's straight, what kind of a question are you asking? So then they'll understand why he become excited. Apparently, even a dislocation of one tzela and Chotzehulye is straight. So in other words, wanted to minimize the time of Rav. That's why he has that. So Safra Libuini Chode is Polish Lenta. Divinumini Chode, Kinichi Yomalon Treife, Kolshkital, Yomalon Shero, Akaditalte Komiboyo. Ihoche, Hashinamini Koboimini Talte, Hindich Omolo Chero, Koshkin Chode, Yomolo Treifa, Kade Chodini Boiler, Sabrin Kimir Tachkot. I already explained this hour. Chode Treife Tatru Boye, Bokamrole Vlotak, so Kindich Omolo Yisra Kavnite, Heinemitru. Heinemitru. Okay. We'll be here. Now, so tomorrow, we'll just keep on. I'll see this Gemara. I just have to go over the whole Gemara with Rashi takes this, I mean, before we can discuss, you know, so I would like to go over a lot of Gemara, so you be prepared as much as you can. As much as you can. How much do we cover? I think we covered one more than blood. So now we cover, of course, more than blood.
Shir Yudzayin and Eilat Shreifas by the Rosh Hashiva, Yichov Ches Nisan HaTov Shem Mem Vav, May 7, 1986, on Wednesday.
How is the third line from the end of the Omar Rabba Barakhir, Omar Masi Masmuel, Nekho Tela Miko, Yichov Shem Yavu Shabu Ubo, Bosh Rahim Shetakere Ubo, Yichov. Now here the Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, but Rashi is sharp. So the Chiddush, the Old Testament, the Machlokes, because in the Chiddush we already saw that if there is a location of body, not coupled with wood, in this location of the vertebra, then certainly only the upstairs. Rav said that this is Nekha Tzela B'chot Yichud, but Tzela without Chuyah goes without saying that it's Tzela. Here Rashi said, Nikho, Nekho Tzela Nikho, Akin Gloyas is in without the vertical. So this is Israel. Für die Künstler hat die Gewehrsicht. Wir haben die Kammelfrau Schimassis. Wir machen die Mühe, zwar die Hunderechnung nicht aus, aber die Interessor, die Frau, die Kammel oder Wasser, die Uwe, den Sackerin oder Eche, so was auch hat gesagt, die Mühe, die diskassiert auch in der Gab, die Schmuel ist halt, die Schmuel ist halt, das ist die Kritik, auch die Schöne nach Hilfe, und so nekha tzala mikro, so is brei, nekha tzala mikro brei, tzala mimo, kamo, chisove, mishedre, ishama, I desu, gabi, tmaseya, kamo, chisove, mishedre, ishama, I desu, mishedre, in other words, that he would say, the spine, a human spine, is deprived of two vertebrals, so then it's not the tamale anymore, because only a substantial shell, a substantial human spine is the tamale shell, but a shell chasero, so a reduced spine is not the tamale. So when is it considered to reduce spine, not a shepherd shrimp, or only two vertebrae are missing? But if one vertebrae is missing, so then it's considered a complete shepherd, and it's a family. Bisilene chulias. So, according to Bisilel, even if one vertebra is missing, so it's already considered as an incomplete shetre, and it's not the tamale. The other Rabbi Yehoshua b'chem l'treite, that the same achlekes applies to treite. So in respect to Tmasiel, so b'shamai are the Machmir, because according to the Shammai, if only one Chuli is missing, it's still Mitamide. And Bisilel and the Kiri. Now, see Machlik is applies to Kreta today. So according to the Shammai, Subshammai, if one vertebra is missing a day, it's a terrible. So the Shammai are the Mikiri. And according to we still keep one vertebra is missing in the brain, so it's a sore back here. So the still happens here. So so the question is, Shmuel says that the Makirasela is also treife, but here it's mashmal according to the Silel, it's only treife if the Chulie is missing. Now, so we could have the Kashi Fishlein according to Rashi. The Shmuel is matri, even without a dislocation of the Chulie, just a dislocation of one tzala by itself. Certainly if one tzala is completely missing, so it's not gohua, then dislocated, it's completely removed. So certainly should be afraid that Kashi is, here we still say only the vertebra is missing. But if a tzala is missing, it's not like, but according to Adarishim, that Shmuel never said that if there is a dislocation of a cellar, one rib, so it's like only if it's coupled with the dislocation of the vertebra, so what's the kashi? The answer is true. Only when it's coupled with the dislocation of the vertebra, but not the whole vertebra, even chotzekuli. And here we still say only the whole chulye is missing. The implication being, but if half a chulye is missing, even if it's together with a rib, so it's not like this, so then the kasha came up. So the Lord of the Teret, hoche tela buloy chulye, hosom chulye buloy tela. So, hoche tela buloy chulye, so, according to Rashi, it means Lui Chuli Deli Gamre. And according to Teitzve, Tzela Lui Chuli means the Lui Ifu Chuli. But Niksas Chuli Es, Hosom Chuli Deli Tzela. So, even though the Tzela is completely intact, so it's still great. Vishlein Tzela Lui Chuli Mishkachasla. Mishkachasla. If the vertebra is taken out, so actually, how could the tzela hold? So the Gemara says, "Vishile kafle." In other words, the vertebra. In the area, in the longer area, you know, the loins are. So there, the movements, just chulyas. Maski kura beishe, the Mishnah gabi kumi gishama e hunda bisilel. The Mishnah is mentions, because usually, generally speaking, Bishamay al Nakhle and Bisil al Nakhle. But there are certain yonim, like this, where it's the reverse, where Bishamay al Nakhle and Bisil al Nakhle. So Mishneh Yes mentions all the Makhlekes in between Bishamay and Bisil, where Bishamay al Nakhle and Bisil al Nakhle. Now, things here, Rav Shmuel says, in the same Makhlekes of Kamach Song the Shepherd, that is discussed in the Mishamim Bisil and reflection of Timasea, so applies to Treife Vibeime. So, according to Bisilel, if one vertebra is missing in Vibeime, it's Treife. So is the Mahmir. And according to Mishamai, only if two vertebra are missing in Vibeime, it's Treife. One vertebra is two vertebra. So again, Mishamai are not killing. And this is not here. Why isn't it mentioned in the Mishnah? Yes. So, on my way, Rav, Ki Isha will be Tumi Isha. establish on the true that the same that new machlekes applies to Chayim Beimet, and there Bishamay and Mikir Nisil Machlekes, was when the question was discussed by Bishamay and Mikir Nisil Machlekes, it was discussed in connection to Messiah, and in connection to Messiah, so there Bishamay and Machlekes and Bishil Machlekes. So the question is it the same thing or not? Nein, ich habe das nicht nie, was nie kann ich erzählen. The Amr of Marobe is now the question is, what is the inner woman and what is the outer woman? The Amr of Marobe is the Rabbi Yisrael, Kol HaCheles Kulis, Uli Cheles Apnimi. The whole woman, the Beine, that's the inner woman. The Eizu Cheles Achetzeno, Cheles Achetzeno is reference to the flesh that covers the rob of the carrots. Some miller death means that Shmuel Sreiten was a chila chilkis in the carrots. So is the identical chilkis mentioned in the Mishneh of Nikra ben Chetzeno, and the Mishneh is called out Nikra. Some miller in Shmuel it also means Nikra, not after Nikra. So the Gemara says, me in the time of Shmuel, who mentions that Rosh HaChilta Reit HaKeres is what is it raised for? Who mentioned that? Shmuel mentioned. And Shmuel himself has a different chite in explaining Reit HaChilta. Me in the time of Shmuel, the Homa Shmuel, Homa Rabiat Nachmanim Shmuel, Mokim Shein Bin Mila.
A bull, a shea, so, a shea,
That's all even in cat. So it's not like only Dhaka. But the question is, maybe that's a good issue. But Anakame doesn't say, doesn't emphasize Dhusa Sazay Bidaka. He says Dhusa Sazay, stop. So maybe it means even Bidasa. So there are two alternatives. The Tifrit Ruset takes place in the Behemoth, so then it becomes Treite if it is of the higher, a fiercer and a larger animal than Zeit. And by Ifes, if a bird is Nidras, so then it becomes Treite if it was Nidras by a bird of prey that is more of a bird of prey than a hawk. Because there are all kinds of birds. Let's hear Rashi. ועדית ומי לעבית רוסם, זה בכלל, אבל זה עומד עולים לארס חוזר להומיס בהם מאלוהי פז. Now I mentioned before Pesach, I mentioned that this, I want to mention again, in order that people, ignorant people, shouldn't chas v'sholem, you know, say that more is inconsistent with science. Even though Rashi talks in connection with Russo Veres, but Veres is not to be understood in the same sense as venom of the snake. Because when a lion claws with its paws, it doesn't inject anything. So how does the behemoth die? Because when the lion claws a behemoth with its paws, so it injures the internal organs of the brain. But so that is also called, that injury is called eros. But it doesn't mean venom in the regular sense, like the venom of a snake. Alright. So Nazik on my love it would say Uze Bihao Abuze Fuli Mato in the Eres Hosok the Homies Behame. So, ובאיך יש אני דרוס מן הנצל מיילו, יש לך כיח לפרס, if it is as fierce a bird as a hawk or more, so then it can be dangerous, any bird, any fowl, and make it with faith. Limut amai. What does Rav said mean when he says, בבאי ונעזיק ומאי? אילאים הלימות החוסו, למוס החוסו, to be mighty cat. In other words, the trap doesn't mean that Zayn by itself has the same keach of being delays like an ari. But he only means limut echosu, that the cat cannot be there. Tiyore, Udrusa Sazei, Someicha Teise, would anybody think that even if he kept claws, a behine, that behine should be great? I mean, because Mishne spells out Udrusa Sazei. So that means that excludes Udrusa Sachoso, Udrusa Sachoso. תכתימו כמה שם מזה ביגס עונה מדורי and if you are going to say that Rab means that he say has can be daylight even in the Himogasso but a bull that if a bull claws a bull would pause. So then the bull becomes rape. This is what I mean. But now the Judea and Russia are really Daco, who Russia are really Daco. As a maximum certainly is known that the Judea is not really kind of coming, but the Judea is just explaining the different kind of coming. The retainer of Judea could commit polish, that is really not explaining. From Rabban Bayepe, some Rabbi Loye, Rabbi 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 Forish, Dibre Chachomim. So the question is, what is Rabbis? Rab tells us, Bibhimum Nazimum Mai. What did he tell us? What? That the cat cannot be the race? Well, of course. That is mentioned explicitly in the Mishnah, the cat does not appear as this. But he wants to tell us, that Ezeiv can be there as he does too, but Rabbi says the fear is no, only Dako. And Rabbi Yom Bayeke says that Rabbi does not represent his own opinion, but his explanatory way can account. So the Nora says, Gavra, Rabbi Koronis. All right, Rabbi Yom Bayeke says that Rabbi is only explanatory can account. And then the Tanakame also agrees with Rabbi Yudeh that they say that the key of this is only in the Gap, not in the Gaso. In the Dak, not in the Gaso. But the Rav is really kind of Rabbi Yudeh and Rabbi Yudeh by it. And Rav holds that Rabbi Yudeh is really kind of only according to Rabbi Yudeh, a Zayid doesn't have the key of Chris and Igasa. But according to Nekame, a Zayid has the same key of Chris and Igasa as an Ari. So, that's the first question of the Gemara. So, according to the first question of the Gemara, Tanakama holds that the Zayid has the same key of Chris as an Ari, even in Igasa. So, but Rabbi Yudeh is Zayid. Since there is a machleket between Rabbon and Tanakhama and Tanakhama, so we have to pass the line to Tanakhama. So according to the first portion that follows, the halacha is that a Zayid can be deiris even a gasp. Even a gasp. This is the first one. If all you say may, the second portion is to count. Leilomi techoso, the Rab doesn't mean to tell us that they have the same status as the fiercer animals of Zay. What is a fiercer animal of Zay? A lion. No, Rab doesn't mean that. Rab holds that the Zay does not have the same status as an animal. But when Rab says, he wants to tell us that the cat does not have a brise in the dark. So, but you will ask, but doesn't the Mishnah itself say explicitly that the Tugusa say does imply in Chosu there is no such thing as Tusa Sachoso? No, because Maori they will be real sacrifice. I could say it. The English dimension is one animal, Zayd, but the cat is also an animal. Maybe it also can be dairies and make the behavior do it right. So come ask for a behavior that can do it right. Come ask.
Yes, Rabbi
Mayer. So, according to the second motion, so Rav is not really kind of Rabbi Bayekes. And Rav agrees with Rabbi Bayekes that he said that he can't be the only Dakar, not in the Gasp. So, some may less, since Rabbi Yudeh is not really kind of Nekame, so we have to pass by Rabbi Yudeh. So that's not moved in the first motion, the second motion. according to the first portion, he's saying that he had this in the soul. According to the second portion, he's saying that he had this only in that. Now, in that itself, in Gaso and in that, you have gases tannins and you have gases layers. That's simple. That's the gas of labor, care. That's the gas of tannin. In that case, you also have that is the layers. And you have doing the that is that is tannins. Let's see the rush. There is another big portion here is Rabbi Yom Bayetes Amar Abalozo, not Amar Abaloi. So that's Rabbi Yom Bayetes, that's Rabbi Yom Bayetes, 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 from when is there a key of listening, that all in safe and upwards. But anyone that is less fierce than is safe, so does not have a key of listening, even in the dark. Die Böse und das ist nach meinem Trossel, hat viele Mitarbeiter, mit den Guten von Mitarbeiter gekommen. Kirabiehe, Rekamioni, wie auch Schraub, die Fusche, die Dachke, noch in den Maschinen, wo denn ihr erst, weil du es Rekamioni, bei Jefes, in dem Leben, auf der Brosse, auf der Reue, er hat das alles, die Mischte sind noch, ich kann sehen, die Mischte dort sind. Mal, die haben noch in den Kinder, und die Kinder, so wenn du hast, noch aus dem Kamasch, und Omar Abamu und Omar Abchizik. Du rufst als Chosro und Mio. Chosro ist die Kette. Mio ist auch ein Mischi Mauten. So, ey, ich bin die Kette oder die Mauten. Hezekiah, wie sie sehen, in Dakis Ktanis. What is that? I'm going to say kids and lambs. So in Chosel and in Mio, if it close, a dak of tongue, not a dak of veil. If, let's say, Chosel will close a lamb, so then it will not be paid. But if a Chosel will close a little kid or a little lamb, so then it will be paid. Drie trusas chosromir und doi betloin. Trusas chule is a weasel. Chule is a weasel. A weasel has a keatrice in birds. Mio chayo. Ki vieshin shi malte. Same word. Doi betloin dakim shemidako. Umei der atriz de beilim um lecheilim. He must listen, even the healing, you know, rams and sheep, you know, big sheep. So that is daily. But little kids and little lambs, that's Dakistanis. So a chosel as a kid, we say in Dakistanis, but not in Dakis, daily. May say, Who's as chosel net on me or a cat or a hawk or a mountain if it's daylight, so then de dobra nedras, de balchaya nedras, i streife, pungi, des result of the drutzel, so the halal. So, was peers. But, suppose it, so then, so the internal organs were perforated, demonstrated because the stomach was perforated, but not because of drusa per se. Abel drusa leslay, so it's mashma that they had no care of drusa altogether. Chosolaitzim niyor, vitizdere, because it's mentioned in the price of drusa's chosolnetz. So does that mean the price of mean that the hawk has no care of drusa in anything, not in nefes, not in nefes, but not in drusa's aneitz? So know that the nape is nitras by a hawk, so then it's like, holy kashi, that's no kashi. Can be apes, can be doing the ploy. In other words, when the Mishnah says that the nape has a care of the say, the Mishnah tells us that the nape has a care of the say, nape. But when the price is said that the nape, together with chosu and the nio, have no care of the say, it means they have no care of the say, in anything, even in Dakistan, like going with oil. Oh, but according to Rav Chisda, it's difficult because Rav Chisda says that the Chosu and the Leo has a key of Vise in Dakistan, please. We call it Rav Chisda Kashi. So the Lord says, so that too is it. Rav Chisda, Iran. Rafrizde's memory is inconsistent with the price, but there's another Tanya, the Rebbe. So, the Rebbe, Rebbe is the name of the Tanya. The Rebbe is chilek on the price. The price says that the Chosu has no care of this in any way, not even in a Dakok Tanya, but the Rebbe holds differently. And Rafrizde, hold like Rebbe, Berebe, not Rebbe. Udo makaitani tan de Rebbe ime uyom oin vuso elu vimokin shema tzilin. Abu vimokin shema tzilin yeish vuso. Uyom oin vuso Elohim Shema Tzili Lehei Liyom Olehim Duhuso Lechosu Elohim Bokin Shema Tzili. When the victim does not have any savers to protect the victim against the aggressor, so then if he kept attacks a knave, or even a D, that's a dakok tano, so it doesn't become craving, because inasmuch as the victim, the D or the Tle, does not have any defenders, any protectors, so really the cat does not galvanize its anger. Doesn't galvanize its anger. So when a cat has the potential of injecting its paw into the internal organs of the victim to such an extent as to injure the internal organ, only if it becomes very angry. But when the cat does not become very angry, then it doesn't galvanize its anger, so then it doesn't inject any eris. Eris in the sense of injecting its paw into the internal organs. In the internal. So Leon Oberheber says, we don't say that the cat has no care, we say, only if the Goyim have no defenders. Abu Mokim Hiesh Matsilin, but suppose it's a case where they don't like have defenders. So then the cat becomes very angry, and then it galvanizes its potential. Then it injects its paw with so much fierceness that it is capable of mutilating the internal organs of the victim. So its venom is not so strong. Who cares? Und Rav Chisde says, Tugusas Chosom bin Bio Bigdoim und Loim. So Rav Chisde's reference to the case, three kings, where Bigdoim und Loim have defenders. So according to the first lashon of the Gemara, so there is a machlokes between the Braise and Bereb. According to the Braise, many years ago, when I was a little baby, my mother was a chiddush rabbah in New York, so we had a cat in the house, you know, in New York, so we had a cat in the house. So that cat fell into a certain trap. What was it? And my mother was a chiddush rabbah, out of compassion for the cat, tried to save the cat. So tried to pull out. So the cat injected its paw into my mother's hands, and my mother was sick, she was in cancer. She was saved now, because the cat, you know, the cat was not very smart again. He thought that my mother was trying to hurt her, so he became very angry. And when the cat becomes angry, because the cat, I mean, you'll find that in science books, a cat is actually a tiger, but a domesticated tiger, you know, a civilized tiger. So you have, I mean, certain people today, they are civilized, but they are animals, which are civilized barbarians. When they become angry, so they shed blood, I mean, so these are the people who engage in terrorist activities. A cat is a domesticated tiger. So that's why a civilized person is not necessarily an animal person, but he's civilized. So he controls himself, he doesn't, he curbs his anger. But when a civilized person who is not really nice, so becomes angry, then he can destroy the world. So that means that in the Amo Matzilin, if the victim, the Gdolim Utloim, have no Matzilin, then the cat, according to everybody, does not have a Kiyavus. Vahi Tamigeles, the Havabe Rav Kane. So the words in Tamigeles that by Rav Kane, the Roat Chosro Baschor, and and the cat was chasing it. So the Tamagila is when the only Drune saw, so he went into the door. So the Ishat, went into the room. Drune means cheder, Rabbi Achet of the old room. So went into the room, and the chosur was so angry that the Ishat Doshe Be'ape, and as the chosur was coming into the room, so the door closed. So the cat became so angry, he injected its paw into the threshold. Its paw, so we found drops of blood in the door. So that means, and even though it had no matzilim, the Tamagilas had no matzilim, there were no protectors, still the cat exercise showed so much anger that it injected its venom. I mean, venom not in the sense of, in the literal sense, in the sense of doing injury, you see, I mean that we found blood there. Moran says, they also had matzilim, because the Tamagilas defended itself. It ran away from the cat. So the Tamagilas was its own matzil. So that will explain Barebe, because according to Barebe, when he becomes very angry, let's say in the case where the Matsili, then it has venom, it has an ass. But according to the Rabbonon, so even when it has Matsili, it does not have the key out of the city. So how is it that we saw drops of blood there on the threshold? Drops of blood. The Rabbanon. So the answer is, Zira Yisrael, we call it Zira. The Rabbanon agree that it has an eres, but the eres doesn't burn. So, but it's not a question of burning. In other words, it can injure, but the injury does not penetrate so deep as to mutilate the internal organs of the body. We are today In other words, blood that had the size of five fingers. So how much blood was spilled there? So how is it we found so much blood there and the flesh of Mishabushen Babo is here? It has in there. We call it in say. This is the first. Loshen says, just the reverse. The second Loshen says, Ike Damre. The first Loshen said, the trees they cause with bread. Now the second Loshen says, that the Brayzen says, which says, Ashnokit v'chol. So difficult with bread. Because the Brayzen implies that only when there is the glass of the organ of the whole, so then it's like, but there is no claim for Tzibuse by a person. So that Brayse accords with the view of the Rebbe. So, Ike Damre, Homani the Rebbe, the Kapritz, the Mokapritz, they say, Drusas Hosun, Yom, Doim, Troim. So, Kapritz, they himself, so accords with the with the Mishnah. In other words, the Mishnah says, what does Rav Chisda say? That so that means that the Chosr has a Kiyar Tzvise in Dakistan. So that according to the view of the Rabbanon, Rav Chisda is being, whoever is according to the first Loshen, Rav Chisda called with the view of Berebe, so according to the second Loshen, just in verse, Rav Chisda called with the view of the Rabbanon of Berebe. And that is the view of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says to Sazet, implying Chosmat, but the Mishnah's reference to a Dakis Deiris in the Rabba. So that's on the same. Chosul was not in the Gerdlis in the Rabba. And, but, in Rezutre, like the employee, so the Chosul also has Hezekiah Tris in Rezutre, in Dakis Tamis. Even when the victim has no helpers, has no protectors, defenders. So according to the Rabban of Berade, a chosul always, even Eimatzil, he has a kiyat risei nimre zutre, and then when the Mishnah implies that kezeli, because the Mishnah is reference to Imre Rabbanet, but then you ask, the price says, to whose as also actually knock it for hollow. So that price represents the view of the Rebbe. And according to the Rebbe, in the case of a matzilin, so then, a chosul does not have a keadrisi. But in the case of yesh matzilin, then even the Rebbe is made that the chosul has a keadrisi. And the Rabbonon, on the contrary, the Rabbonon holds that a chosul has a keadrisi in English Utre all the time, even in the case of a matzil. He get a moment of the Rebbe. That the price that says that price represents the view of Rebbe and the Berebbe, and according to Berebbe, so in the case of a Matzilin, there is no Druse by Chosu. Berebbe, in Tani Berebbe, no, even so much as Matzilin. Have not much material in Drusa. so wie man in der Kasche im Mocken Schilmack sind, in Drusso, weil die Tangele ist, da haben wir dann alle die Hohe Trosse, was so wollen und ohne die Israel durch den Waffen machen, durch die Gruppe, die Stadt Kaukamische Kode Bonne, so, so was hat es mei, Name, so in Zikasche, Egens, Berede, wie Sie kennen, Egens, Berede, because they are Tangeles had no helpers and still the hostel showed venom. So, I mean, so much blood we found. So the Lord says, Hatzol Samaname, Hatzol Samaname. In other words, he 10 helpers. Who was the helper? The Tangeles itself was its own helper. Ikedamre. Rafi, that's not his maximum company, he's Bus Masin, but he's in the Rabbinah. Die haben es nicht, nicht was nicht. Die Preis, die noch hat sie noch, noch haben wir die. Und die Mocke ist immer 10 Rabonnen, für die alle hin. Wollen wir auf keinen Rab, jetzt muss er noch ausholen, jetzt muss er noch ausholen. Aber wer hat ein Kunde ist, das ist ein Wiesel. He expressed our work in three different, apparently contradictory versions. So how is it? Velikash. In other words, the total depends upon the situation. Sometimes, not even a hostel. A hostel cat is much more fierce than a weasel. So sometimes even a hostel has no characteristics. Sometimes even a weasel has a characteristics. Sometimes a hostel yes, and a weasel no. What is it? Look. Oh, don't worry, after who they used to say, oh, don't worry, after the hospital, and you say, do you have a rabbi? And that is the less. Oh, don't worry, after the hospital, and you say, we do you need clothes. After who she tell me, you should also cross the hospital. After the hospital, come in, you should cross the whole capital in lay. You have a rabbi, and that is when you sell the hospital, you have a rabbi, you may not say to my law. We do you need clothes, and that is me. Says, Utrusa Sanez be hook. Question is, how about the other birds of prey? Do they have the carefulness? Not a hook. Not a hook that is mentioned today as a symbol, you know, of aggressiveness. But how about other birds? Not a hook. Wait, I'm showing this name. יש להם דרושים דרושים. אומר רבי ורב אשי כאבינו ורב קנה, אומר שורית אסתמי, יש להם דרושים. יש להם דרושים. ואנם פנאו לדרושם איץ ויפדק. So the Mishnah spells out, emphasizes, hook, implying that other if is not. So the Gemara says, no, the Mishnah means, Sanez the Habose, the inorganic Yukamanae, Hoki, such a bird of prey, the Kiakuse, even in an oath that is as big as he, as it. Mashinke. Other birds of prey have the Kiakuse only in birds who are smaller than them. But a hawk can daily see a bird that is as big and as bulky as the hawk. The Ikedam read Russ Sanez with the Robin Knight. That the Nate said to Kiyad Russ, even in a bird that is larger than the hawk. And the Inoch, but other birds of prey, Heimkehrt, we say only birds who are as large as they, but not if they are larger. We will pass by second wash. See Rashi. Then, shortly between Chut and Agas, the Anates, when I'm done with the Anates, be Badak, the Kalshoi Pays, Atul Badak Lay, the Ravne, Atlochi Badaku. In Drusho Mishuol, in facts, does not have the Kiafis. Even because Rabbi Mola Maisim Dorashuol, Rochel is a female lamb. You, the Melchet of the Sine, who for Maisim Nechachomi, the Omri is Drusho. So we see that Yishuol has a Kiafis. Omar Absatre, Hayichosad, it wasn't the facts. It wasn't the shul, it was the cat. He get up on Rav Kanus from Rav Sibarashi, Jesus on the shul. Ain't because Rav Yonah Maisi in the shul, Rav Mechsa Misne, Ubo Maisi in the Chacham Vom, Ain't Rusi, Om Rav Sabcha, Hayi Kelebar. Hayi Kelebar. So the words that sometimes we can apply the name shul, the term shul to a cat, and sometimes, so we can apply the term shul to the dog. Omar Rabbi say, "Nachimanim kusom kele." So that's the lapash. There is no shita that the kele, the dog, has a kiyavres, and that's for no. A keller only if it's in a dog, it's rabies, but otherwise, if the dog is normal, is not insane, then a keller is not dangerous. A keller is not dangerous. Of course, a keller bites, even if it's not insane. So it hurts, but if it's a normal dog, so then there is no sacrifice. Omar Abai, Nakhino, in Kusel, the Adla, Kerel. Now, in the Behene, so, in Moshnake, in English, we say Behene is two forelegs and two hind legs. So those legs that are front, there's a foreleg. The two legs in back, there's the hind legs. But Rosh Lakedesh, so the forelegs are called Yodai, hands, and the hind legs are called Raglai. So the eres, the eres in the sense of injecting the toe so deep that it can mutilate internal organs. So the eres is possessed, is inherent only in the forelegs of the animal, not in the hind legs of the animal. Truse elo biyad, only the forelegs, la fukreg on the lay, in other words, if the lion will claw a behemoth with its hind legs, so it's not right. Only if it claws the behemoth with its forelegs. In whose element is Peiren? That's the paw. But suppose a lion will bite the hand with its teeth? It's not fair. La Fuki Shedloi, in whose element does? If it's done intentionally. La Fuki Shedloi does the loi. But if a lion will unintentionally, Chloe, the Heine, it's not clear. In Drusel in the Chaim, La die Lachamise Loi. Lachamise Loi. So what is Lachamise Loi? The light is dead. How could it glow in the neck? Well, so it could mean, suppose the lion is dead, and the lion is dead, and it fell off from a certain height upon a day, and it injected its paw. So then the behemoth does not become tame. Am has a shlemi das am deploy leacham miser oy. Why does he have to tell us a bayu that leacham miser? He doesn't inject its venom. That's how it is. He already told us that in a living life, if it's unintentional, so it cannot inject its errors. And has come a when it falls down from the height. And it's dead, so it's certainly unintentional also. So why does he have to tell it? Mitzricha vidoris uposkulo miyodei maliteine bahad vidoris shodezire komashilom bahad vishorim shodezire. Number one is the chidesh by a pious. Suppose a lion clawed the behemoth while while it was living, and then as it was clawing the behemoth, so someone removed the foreleg of the lion, and then so it doesn't mean mise of the lion itself, it means mise of the foreleg of the ape. So he says, Idoris Mihaim Luis Pikunshe Pelei, the poor Ashiposkes Yode, that the foreleg of the lion was severed. So now the thing about the door is zero, even before the foreleg was severed. So the venom was already injected into the behemoth, and then the eater was still living, it was part of the group of the living lion. So the Mishpitrepe, Komashon, Bahavi, Tisholim, Shabbat. When does it penetrate into the internal organs? Only after the eiver is removed. So then it's already dead eiver. So it cannot mutilate the internal organs of the baby. Shechilei tzumit siponit gavon. So there is a remarkable phenomenon. Let's say when the lion claws in the neck, so when does it do its utmost? When it begins to pull out the paw, then it galvanizes its malice, and it, as it pulls out, so in the course of the pulling out, it penetrates into internal organs and pulls it out of it. sometimes when you have difficulty pushing out a key from the keyhole. It won't happen very hard. Sometimes you can't get stopped. You can't pull it out. And the only way to pull it out is for a moment to push it more deeply into the keyhole, then pull it out. So the same thing is true of the life. He doesn't penetrate into the internal organs of the Heine until he decides to pull out his book. Then, for a moment, so he penetrates and pulls it out fast, quick. Omarav devarav dune omarav ari shen yichnas levin ha-shporin nimzo tzipurim v'tali shalach omen ein chen shishim shemo avidor sei if ratzi lion entered his stable of action. And then we found the tzipurim, the nail, the tzipurim of the lion on the back of one of the shorim. So in Chishish Shemari Dos, you don't have to be Chishish. How is it that the parent of the lion was found on the back of the chair? Maybe it was that chair was flawed? No, you don't have to be Chishish. My time is theirs. We need to be in theirs. So the pshat is, Reb Aroi is there saying, meet the name there, saying, means like this. Even though, notwithstanding the fact that Reb Aroi is there saying, and only you to there saying, so maybe we should argue that we certainly have to anticipate that chair that had the Aris Tziperen on his back was Midras. So despite the fact that Reba Boyes is theirs and the only mutant is theirs, but in view of the fact that Holadeus ain't in common is matters, we say his hail with Pele and Shemes and Bigabe, Ema Bikecha Mishach. In other words, so the Pshat is, my time that Reba Boyes is theirs, notwithstanding the fact that Reba Boyes is theirs and the only mutant is theirs, but in view of the fact that Holadeus ain't in common. And here we find the Tziperen slipped off, so it's a riot that he didn't remain on the back of the Sheir as a result of Trise. Because if it had been as a result of Trise, so the Tziperen wouldn't be Nishmet. So then we have to say, we can't call it Shachach. In other words, the lion first rubbed its back, rubbed its forehead against the wall, so it slipped off the nail. Then the shea rubbed its back against the same wall, so it was rubbed off at the nail that was on the wall, so was transferred to the back of the shea. Adarab, Reif Shpon Mishach, Umiyutone Mishach, Yichol HaMishach Eich, In Tziperen, Yishebes Limigabei, Bize Hoi Uri Tziperen, Yishebes Limigabei, So we should say, Arido Sei. In spite of the fact that usually when the Nabi is there, it's not Mishmetis, but here we see that there is a Tziperen. Yichol Mahoche, Yichol Mahoche, in other words, we're not sure how it happened, but it's possible one way, it's possible that way, and there is no evidence one way is against the other. So melee, so since it's possible to say this way and that way, so we are eichim hazok, eichim nitzah hazok, havelei, sofik druse, v'rabli taimei, v'yomar in chishishim sofik. Since it is something to us or not, we don't have any evidence either way, but it's something to us. And for the Shea has a status quo, of being attacked. Originally, it's Turkey was changed. The question is, maybe the status quo of the Sharia changed. So actually is in Khinjish in some.
He was seen a
a few feet away from the stage. So Sophie called Sophie Gulal, Saman Kazok, according to everybody, even according to Shmuel. So Kulam Sophie called Sophie Gulal, Eina Lulal. Sophie called Sophie Shumre, if let's say, not a lie, but let's say, we know that one of two animals enter the stable, but we don't know whether a dog enter the stable, and the dog does not appear to be or a cat enter the stable. Let's say the stable of a Dakistanis. So we don't know whether a dog enter the stable or a cat enter the stable. So we call this of Shunre in the cow of. So we don't have to be rich because we are always fine with other. Shossi days of the Nayan. Isn't there a smell like of the gasoline or something? You smell it? No. No, I'm not bothered by it except that I want to be sure that there is nothing, no gas leaking. But don't you smell something? I mean,
we keep the garbage can.
Oh, that's it. Okay. So maybe the window should be open. Yeah, that's it. Yes. Shoshi Dave is a guy. Suppose the lion entered the stable. And it was quiet. And somebody looked in through the window. He saw the lion was sitting there barking among the behemoths. So then we saw all the behemoths on the top of the in the shoulder. Because since everything was quiet there, so then we have to assume that there was peace between them. Suppose you know that this lion chopped off the head of one of the babies. So of course, no question about this baby. This baby is a mitzvah. It's a baby. Do we have to differentiate that maybe it clawed the other babies too? One baby detected so savagely it cut off its head. But the other thing is just what, so all the other things, so we don't have to face them. Because we have to say, not the mitzvah. If we see that it removed the head of one of the things, so that appeased the lion. You come after me, you come conquer. Suppose he entered the stable of the Venus, and we couldn't see, but we heard the sound of the lion swallowing and the sound of the Venus roaring. Everybody was shouting. The lion was shouting, it's roaring. The Venus was shouting, were roaring. So it's still not our because there is no evidence that tends to indicate that he was blowing. So the last cow that he was blowing, and the behemoths were blowing, I mean, all of us, because they were just trying to fight each other. You second last. We can't do that because we need law, we need child. So, I keep looking. So in all these cases, everybody agrees. That it's muta. Chiefly, when is there a machlokes? What case is there a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel? In what case is there a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel? Biyinu kashosik, biyinu kamikalkren. The lion was quiet. We didn't hear the sound of his roar, but the behemoths were lowing, were shouting. Mal sobar, Shmuel holds, Maisha Golim. How is it that he's quiet, the lion is quiet, he's not a quiet type altogether. In general, he's not a quiet type. So, how is it that the lion is quiet and after the him is washality? Because Maisha Golim, that stands to indicate that he attacked them. He attacked them. Umasaba, Rab says, no, that's not, that doesn't indicate anything. It's not such a big crazy. Machas be Susu Kada. In other words, they were shouting because they were frightened of the lion. The lion was quiet because he's not frightened by the race. Omar Amina, Hilcha said, Cheshishim Sokhik Tumisom. So, I mean, do we have to pass the like him or not? Omale, Anima said, Lush really, haven't heard it. So what do you mean I haven't heard it? Lima Lois here. In other words, we don't pass the like her. The boy Lima Lois here. Said, Loishmili, he didn't say Loishmili. So the first question is, Loishmili means Loishmili. But the second question says, how did he say Loishmili? And that hurt, I mean, that's all the Lord mentioned there was a machloki in the Rabbish world. So how is it that he used the expression Loishmili? So he meant, because Rav later on considered Ishmael. That's why we pass Kalashma. Even though generally he still has Rav Yisrael, but here Rav himself was chayit.